Good morning to you all. God's love and grace and blessings be with you all. The earth is crammed with heaven. The earth is crammed with heaven. This is a quotation by C.S. Lewis. Often we kind of look at everything negative around us, do we not? It's kind of easy to do that in today's day and age. I'm sure it's been easy to do that throughout the history of the human race. But the reality is, we are called to have a different point of view, a different perspective. We are called to look at the godly things around us. It's not that difficult to do at this time of the year in Colorado. Maybe today it's a little bit difficult. But typically, especially at this time of the year, with the changes of color, we look at the beautiful mountains and all of the beauty of nature and creation that we see around us is an encouragement and invitation to see the earth crammed with heaven. Today's gospel passage, however, in that context, encourages us to go deeper. You understand, as we all do, because I've said it many times over the 20 years I've been here, that there are four different words for love in Greek: storge, eros, philia, agape, three of which are used in the scriptures. None of them are ever used for anything inanimate. They are reserved only for interpersonal relationships. All of them have their origin in God loving of us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That, of course, is agape love. But all of the other loves, storge, eros, philia, along with agape, begin with and end with God. They begin with God loving us and an invitation to, in reciprocation, love God. They continue with us not only loving God, but loving our fellow human being. There's an invitation to cast into the deep. In our gospel reading today, this beautiful first calling of the disciples, as recorded in the Gospel of Luke, where Jesus was on the shore of the Lake Genesaret, or the Sea of Galilee, and there was a great crowd of people around him, so great a crowd that he needed to get a little bit away from them so that they could see him. And so he asked Simon Peter if he could get into his boat and go a little bit offshore. And then Jesus preached. Jesus then, after having spoken with the people, the crowd of people, asked Peter and his brother Andrew to go out into the deep and to cast their nets off of the side. Now, as we understand that Peter and Andrew and their co-workers, James and John, who were brothers, the sons of Zebedee, had been fishing all night. Peter's response to Jesus, after Jesus had with them cast it out into the deep, and when Jesus said, "Cast out your nets," "Lord, we've worked all night, but at your word, I will do what you ask." And he cast the net off on the side, and they were able barely to bring the net in because of the great school of fish that they had just caught. And what is Peter's response? "Depart from me, because I am a sinful man." Jesus responded to Peter, "Leave your nets aside, and from now on, follow me, and you will catch men." Peter and Andrew, James and John, and others became the 12 that for 3 years followed our Lord in ministry. For 3 years, and then thereafter, all of them giving up their lives for our Lord. So the casting into the deep is about interpersonal relationships. It's not just about seeing the beauty around us, although that's a part of God's creation. It's about interpersonally acting, loving, connecting with one another, with those who are dearest and nearest, to those who are farthest and we don't like at all. The call is for us to cast into the deep. Have you ever loved somebody really deeply? Raise your hands. What does it feel like? We feel it in our heart. To believe in God means to not only intellectually understand that God is God in Trinity, that God is a God who has entered into this world, taken our sins upon his shoulders in the person of Jesus, died for us and resurrected. It is an invitation to a deep relationship, a personal relationship. One of the things that evangelical Christianity has challenged traditional Christianity is to have a personal relationship with Christ. Not to say that it is evangelical Christianity that claimed that. It is the history of Christianity to have a deep relationship with Christ. But it becomes too easy to rest on the beauty around us, oftentimes of our services and that which have been offered over the 2,000 years of history of Orthodox Christianity, that sometimes we forget that deep personal relationship. We speak about agape love, but make no mistake about it, God loves us in an erotic manner as well. Now, let me explain that to you. Most often we think of erotic love in a sexual connotation. That's part of it, but that's not all that it is. It's much deeper than that. It's that type of love when we have fallen in love with somebody that we think about them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They are always on our mind. I remember when Marcia and I were dating in college. I've told this story before. When I moved away to go to seminary, I think we had about monthly telephone bills back in those days. For those of you who remember, we had to pay for long-distance phone calls. About $200 in that day and age. I think Marcia's father paid for most of it. I'm just saying. I couldn't have afforded $200 to pay for telephone bills, but I needed to talk to her. She was on my mind. She was in my heart. That's the kind of love God has for us. And that's the love that God is inviting us into relationship with him with. And it is with that same love that then at a deeper level that we reach out to love others. Cast into the deep. The depth of our being, the depth of our soul, receive God's love. Not at a surface level only. That's a part of it. But beyond that, at the depth of our existence, the center of our being, in our soul, in our heart, God loves us, connects with us, and invites us to likewise connect with him in that same manner. Cast into the deep. As Father Theodore mentioned in his sermonette to the children, we commemorate two beautiful saints today, one Thecla and the other Saint Silouan. Thecla, a proto-martyr, as he mentioned. She followed Paul, devoted her life to Christ, and gave her life for our Lord, the first woman martyr. And we skip into the 1900s, and we have Saint Silouan. And he coined this phrase. There are two books that are written with his quotations. One, a monk from Mount Athos, and the other, Wisdom from Mount Athos. Hopefully you've read them. If you haven't, I really encourage you to do so. In Wisdom from Mount Athos, Saint Silouan says, "Keep your mind in hell, but despair not." I struggle with that saying for months, And this is what I came to understand. As I mentioned at the very beginning, earth is crammed with heaven. The opposite is true too. Earth is crammed with hell. So keep our mind in the reality of the mortality of this world, our own mortality, the fact that we are not eternal in and of or by ourselves. But despair not because of the love of God. Despair not because God is with us. God is with us. Give ear, O you nations, and be humbled. Give ear, each and every one of us, and be humbled, for God is with us. Despair not, because nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus our Lord. Despair not, because God loves us from above, God loves us from beside, and God loves us from within. Through the prayers of Saint Ephrem, who's another saint, and I don't know why I mentioned him, but we're going to ask for his prayers too. Saint Silouan, through the prayers of Saint Silouan, Saint Thecla, Saint Catherine, and the Virgin Mary, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Cast into the deep. Amen.